Today, our liturgy speaks to us once again, of course it's the main theme of Lent, of repentance. And here it gives us, well first it gives us the example, actually I should say first, both in the first reading, and our Lord alludes to it too. The conversion of Nineveh, the repentance of Nineveh. When they've heard from Jonah that they were about to be destroyed, they repented. And they demonstrated it. They strew ashes upon themselves. They fasted. They prayed. And God did not carry out what he had indicated he would. He did not destroy Nineveh. And that example is what our Lord uses in the gospel passage we just heard. A city that repented. And that's why he says they will come up. They will arise with this generation and condemn it. Here he's alluding to the last judgment. But they will arise because they repented. This generation that our Lord is speaking of here, of course, includes all of us. And the question is, are we repentant? Now our Lord also says they will get no sign. That was a very common thing in our Lord's day and age, and even before, they'd always ask for signs. What sign do you give for this authority? What's the way you teach? What's the way you do what you do? What sign? You need to prove your authority. What sign do you give? And our Lord says, you won't get any sign except the sign of Jonah. Recall that before Jonah went to Nineveh, he actually tried to avoid the command of the Lord. And as a result, got thrown over the boat in order to save the other men he was with whom he tried to escape from our Lord. And then he was swallowed by the whale, remained 3 days and three nights in the whale, and then was spewed forth on the shore. Our Lord says, no other sign than that. That is his own resurrection from the dead. There's the sign. Our Lord's suffering and death, his passion and death, and his burial, and his resurrection. That is the great sign we have. So now our Lord is asking, do we repent? Do we look at ourselves carefully, examine our consciousness, and we should every day. You see, are we right before God? Or do we find we are offending him? Would we fall? Are we repentant? Do we repent? Then. See, and that's what we saw in our responsorial psalm. That heart, contrite and repentant. That's the one that God won't spurn. That's what he's looking for. And we can show that also with our generosity, our charity. Ultimately, we are showing our love for God. Do we truly love him? Are we willing to follow him in everything? Are we willing to achieve and do whatever it takes to achieve the goal we have with our life here on earth? And that is to reach union with God in heaven. Are we willing? Do we repent? And turn back to him? Praise be Jesus and Mary.